This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy.
Hi there, Dave.
And we're joined by Ana Cano Morales, director of the Latino Policy Institute at Roger Williams University. We're going to talk about the growing local Latino labor force and some challenges involving that. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
It received some coverage, but there was a recent report projecting the Latino workforce in Rhode Island. Could you go over that in a nutshell?
Sure. The report really highlights the Latino statistics that were encapsulated in the State of Working in Rhode Island 2015 Workers of Color report that was released in the end of last year by the Economic Progress Institute. And the big takeaways are that between 2004 and 2014, the Latino labor force in Rhode Island increased from 8.4% to 11.6%. And in fact, it was the largest growth among workers of color in Rhode Island.
And projecting ahead, we're looking at, well, by the year 2040, you know, a generation ahead, could be a quarter of the local workforce.
Absolutely. Just 25 short years from now, the Latino population in Rhode Island is expected to more than double to 24% of the total state population.
What does that mean for the state? I mean, what are the implications, especially, you know, for the state's economy?
It means everything to the state's economy. We have definitely a declining and an aging non-diverse community in Rhode Island. But the other story that hasn't really been told enough is the youthful and vibrant and growing Latino community that is here, that is the future and the current workforce.
Now, one of the interesting things that I look at is the disparities between the minority populations and the white population in Rhode Island in terms of educational outcomes. And that has an impact on the workforce later, because as of right now, the governor is talking about more computer science. I mean, the information age is here, and that requires a certain amount of education. So if the Latino community is well behind at this point, what does that mean for the state, and what does the state have to do?
Yeah, Mark, education matters mightily, in particular in Rhode Island with its fast-growing demographic Latinos. We know for a fact that a bachelor's degree almost doubles your wages when compared to a high school degree. We also know that Governor Raimondo and everybody who's around her is trying to attract industries to Rhode Island to offer jobs to Rhode Islanders and others. And there's a skill gap. There's an opportunity gap to be able to access those jobs. Those jobs are high-wage jobs. And so if we're ever going to even out the playing field and really make economic development accessible to all Rhode Islanders, education is a key component to that.
Now, we write a lot about, higher education and both the associate's and bachelor's degrees, sometimes even master's degrees that are very job specific. But what we're talking about has to start a lot earlier than that, right?
It does. It starts in elementary school. I think it runs the continuum of both very young children who may be able to speak another language. For example, in Central Falls High School, we're piloting a program that gives a biliteracy seal right on their diploma. And so when they graduate from Central Falls High School, if they speak more than one language, they're expected to perform in English, obviously. But if they're bilingual or trilingual, which is the case with some of our students, they get that extra seal that they can take to an employer or they can take to apply for a scholarship for higher education. And then there's also certifications. And credentialing, that is a step before you get to an associate's degree or bachelor's degree.
A lot of the talk about education in general focuses on down-the-road kind of jobs. What can be done this week, this month, regarding the Latino workforce to get them up to speed?
Well, I think right now, I think Mark, hit the nail on the head. It is education. It's what's happening in our K-12 system. It's what's happening in between that system. The 16 to 24-year-olds who may be underemployed, unemployed, or unengaged in either education or careers. That's what Rhode Island can do right now. Any adult or any industry, any business leader who has the opportunity to mentor, to offer an internship, to offer the opportunity to train young people in particular, that's the best thing that we can do right now.
Our guest on The Bottom Line is Ana Cano Morales, director of the Latino Policy Institute at Roger Williams University. What is the business community's sense about the current and future needs of the Latino community as far as providing employment?
Well, I think that the business community relies heavily on state government and on their industry partners quite honestly, in other parts of the country. And what our infographic really looked at was that we're part of a flock. Rhode Island is right there with Connecticut and Massachusetts. And so we have a New England phenomenon going on. It's not just what's happening in Rhode Island's Latino population, but what's happening in New England. And so it would be advantageous, I think, for both business leaders as well as the state policymakers to create some moves and some strategies that are really regional in approach.
So does the Latino Policy Institute reach out to the business community and sort of gauge their reaction and their thoughts?
We haven't done that yet, but this is the first step is informing people of where we are.
Wouldn't the growing Latino political and cultural influence in Rhode Island, wouldn't that automatically help to advance some advantageous policies for community challenges, you know, as voting power increases, for example?
Absolutely. I think we certainly are seeing that kind of political influence already in Rhode Island, with the capital city seeing two mayors in a row being of Latino descent. Also in Central Falls, where Central Falls became the first Latino majority city in the 2010 census for Rhode Island. And yes, absolutely. I think it already exists. I think it certainly needs to happen even more. But beyond political influence, the sheer numbers, even without political influence, should really wake us up.
On the national political scene, the issue of undocumented workers, which in large degree, but not only, but at large degree would be Latino, we're not talking about that right now. Is that a big enough issue here that it should be talked about in terms of what we're talking about, education and the workforce?
I do think that on the national scene, there's definitely a political debate happening right now around the presidential campaign. In Rhode Island, it seems to be more focused on driver's licenses and whether or not those privileges are going to be granted through the General Assembly. But definitely driver's licenses, you know, help people go to work, help people go to school, help people be engaged in their civic life. And so there's no doubt, I believe, that through the Pew statistics, it is estimated that around 30,000 underdocumented or undocumented workers are in Rhode Island.
Where do you take these numbers now from the projected Latino workforce report? What do you do with those numbers next?
Well, what we'd like to do is create some policy conversations, and we've already taken the first step. We had one on February 29th that the governor hosted, as well as Director of Labor and Training Scott Jensen, and both commissioners of higher education, Jim Purcell, and Ken Wagner of the K-12 system. And so our mission is really to take this information and educate as many people who are an influence to be able to think critically about who Rhode Island is. And we say what's good for Latinos is good for Rhode Island.
Okay, Latino Policy Institute Director Ana Cano Morales, thanks for joining us on The Bottom Line.
Thank you.
And thanks, as always, to Mark Murphy.
Great, as always, to be here, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon. This is Rhode Island Public Radio.
Major funding for The Bottom Line is provided by the Rhode Island Foundation, using philanthropy to move Rhode Island forward. Details at rhodeislandfoundation.org.